MTD Radio News, I'm Jill Miller. Proposals for rate changes that would affect prices for water and wastewater services were discussed during this week's Infrastructure Committee meeting in Roswell. It was also the first meeting of the year with a new group of committee members, Chairman Juan Oropesa, Vice Chair Daryl Johnson, as well as members Christina Arnold and Will Cavan. Arnold is the only member who served last year, and she was the group's chair. Rate studies for both the water and wastewater utilities would affect rates starting in mid-2024 through the end of 2028. Most of the impact on customers comes early in the period. The plans to enact rate changes mid-year. Keep Alamogordo Beautiful announcing it's pausing its graffiti removal reporting services effective immediately. Keep Alamogordo Beautiful says it'll also be postponing any pending graffiti removal projects that were under the current program. Any graffiti should now be reported directly to the City of Alamogordo Code Enforcement Department. They ask you keep property well maintained and clean, report graffiti immediately, and install security cameras and lights if you can. New Mexico residents during their medical appointments being advised to get their flu shot as infections of respiratory virus spike in parts of the state. New Mexico, one of seven states across the country, where flu cases among the highest for the week ending January 13. That according to the CDC. Weekly influenza summary update shows only Tennessee rated worse, while New Mexico, South Carolina, and Louisiana had the second highest level of activity, rounding out the list of states registering high rates of flu-like illnesses were Alabama, Georgia, and the state of Wyoming. That's what's happening. I'm Jill Miller, MTD Radio News.